We are back, getting right to it. We're talking about the greatest college basketball players who ever lived. It was inspired by some conversations I had this weekend with people. We've been discussing this topic. You want to get in, make your case. I'm seeing a lot of names. I've seen some debates happening on my Twitter page about this. A second ago, Michael Jordan was debated. You won't find Michael Jordan on this list. Michael Jordan was not one of the 25 best college players who ever lived. I mean, Michael Jordan wasn't the best player on his own college team. James Worthy was. So if you could put anybody on this list, it would be James Worthy. And again, that's why it's such a great conversation. You also not find Christian Laettner on this list. If for people who are waiting to hear Christian Laettner, I don't think Laettner's the best Duke player of all time. I think that's Johnny Dawkins. And I think there are some other old-time guys that factor into that mix. But there's nothing I can do with Laettner in terms of any comparison to the best players who ever lived. Because, I'm sorry, he just doesn't compare. He just doesn't. I mean, it would be foolishness to put Christian Laettner with the likes of Wilt Chamberlain or Bill Russell or Larry Bird. Because he wasn't in their universe. What Laettner did is Laettner made some memorable plays in big moments. And I credit him for that, but I'm not even sure he was the best player on his own team. And so he's not going to make this list. You know, he isn't. I acknowledge that Laettner played a role in a lot of Duke's success, but the problem is he played a role. It's like a lot of these football players that we talk about are quarterbacks or receivers. They isolate them from their surrounding talent. And they don't look so great. Laettner made big plays, but he's a guy who averaged like 16 points and 7.5 rebounds. How does that fit with the guys on this list? It just doesn't. Laettner played for a huge name school, and he made some plays that people remember. And that's great, but, you know, and again, I'm not talking about pro careers. I didn't base that on this, but obviously he had no success at the pro level, none. And that tells you the truth to a degree about who he was. And so you won't find Christian Laettner on this list because the truth about Laettner in my mind is if we're actually evaluating him based on who he was and his talent and all these categories, he's probably like number 100 or something of that sort. He doesn't factor in with this group of players. He just doesn't. I can't do it because he was a part of a really good team. Now, was he a leader on that really good team? Yeah, he was. But his individual greatness just doesn't compare with anybody on this list. Nobody. He's not in the universe of any player on this list as a basketball player. He just isn't. So he's a dilemma. I admit he's a dilemma. Andrew, how are you?
I'm doing well. Laettner, I can't stand him. Don't like Duke, but I got to give him a little bit of props here, Walt. As a college basketball player, and we're just talking about college, he was pretty good. I mean,
well, yeah. Again, he averaged 16 points and 7 rebounds.
Yeah, when they beat UNLV after getting just absolutely knockered off the year before.
Yeah,
that was pretty impressive. I mean, that
yeah, but it wasn't just him. But Andrew, it wasn't just him. It was Bobby Hurley. You know, that team had talent. It was Grant Hill. Grant Hill was actually the most talented player on that team. If you want to talk about anybody from that Duke team that belongs in this mix, it's probably Grant Hill.
Oh, by far. No, I agree with that. Grant Hill was a fantastic college basketball player, and I agree that Jordan, as far as a college career, no, Jordan shouldn't be up there really high. I mean, he should be in the mix, but not really high as far as his college career. But, I mean, to me, the guys that I would think about, Len Bias should be really high. Len Bias should be really high in that mix somewhere. And Lou Alcindor and a couple other of the centers. Tim Duncan. I mean, Tim Duncan was awesome.
See, I think Tim Duncan was a good college player, but, you know, I don't even think Tim Duncan belongs in this. I think Jordan was sort of a late bloomer. That was true in high school. I think it was even true at North Carolina. And even when he went to the NBA, I don't think people had any idea that he was going to be as great as he was. If they did, then they wouldn't have taken guys before him.
Yeah, and but his rookie season, he was pretty amazing in the NBA. But we're talking about
he was.
We're not yeah. talking about what they did in the NBA afterwards. So that's
right.
Not really part of the discussion. But
right, and that's why Michael Jordan doesn't make the list.
Right, and I'll tell you one that does make my list, and I don't like him. I don't like him as a professional player, but Dwayne Wade was incredible at Marquette.
He was incredible at Marquette.
He carried them through a tournament, and I was extremely impressed with what he did. And Danny Manning was the same way at Kansas. And both of them, Danny Manning turned out to be a flop as a pro. But Dwayne Wade was pretty good as a pro, and I don't like him. But college, he was pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's no question. I mean, Dwayne Wade was a really good player at Marquette who became, I think, an even better player at the pro level, especially when he was healthy in the early part of his career and leading his team to an NBA title because he was the best player on that basketball team at that time, I mean, before LeBron came along. And so, yeah, I mean, Dwayne Wade, no question, incredible player.
Where do you have Bill Walton?
You have to stick around to find out, Andrew.
Ah, man. All right. I'll listen. Thanks, Walt. Have a great
All right.
afternoon.
Thank you, Andrew. I appreciate it. Appreciate the call. I'll get some of these other guys in here. But let me just tell you. Michael Jordan in his college career averaged 17.7 points a game and 5 rebounds. And 1.8 assists. I mean, you know, again, Jordan went on to be one of the greatest players of all time, but he was a late bloomer. He was a late developer. And the truth about Michael was he wasn't the best player on his own team when they won a national title. That was James Worthy. I mean, that's just the truth of the Jordan situation. This is not about what you did at the pro level. It's about college basketball. And again, I think I've explained my position on that as it relates to Leitner as well. So I don't think that allows somebody to come back on that. Mountain Gamecock and Dave in Simpsonville. Mountain Gamecock, how are you?
Oh, it's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been a while. Welcome back.
Yeah, man. I am, nostalgia is great. I'm going to throw out some names, college basketball players. Dan Issel.
Dan Issel was incredible at Kentucky.
Yep. And Rick Barry is pretty dadgum good at Miami.
He was better than pretty dadgum good at Miami.
And Elvin Hayes at Houston.
Yep, and Alvin Hayes was unbelievable, engineered the upset of Kareem and the UCLA machine in the Houston Astrodome. That was, I think, still the biggest, well, I don't know if it's still, but was the highest attended game in history at that time. And then of course, UCLA later avenged that loss in convincing fashion, but you know, Rick Barry, still one of my favorite trivia questions and answers of all time. And the question is, who is the only player in history to lead the ABA, NBA, and major college basketball in scoring? And the answer is Rick Barry.
There you go. And a great free throw shooter.
Shot him under him.
I will tell you, Dan Issel wasn't bad as a free throw shooter. He shot about 50%.
Yeah, Issel was a great player. Had tremendous range, 6'9", bull of a man, physical, tough, could shoot the ball up to 30 feet. Incredible player.
And we're talking college, so I'm gonna throw in a guy from way back called John Roach.
Oh, John Roach. You know, that's a good call. John Roach, obviously, at South Carolina, was a scoring machine. And certainly should have gained consideration for this list.
Yep, and that's all I got, buddy.
Yeah, I like it. Well done, Mountain Gamecock. Really well done. Dave in Simpsonville. Dave, good to have you back as always.
Hey, thank you, Walt, for getting me in, and I hope you're keeping your head down in your foxhole so nothing hits you. Going into the 1970s, and that was my impressionable year, David Thompson was a tremendous college basketball player. He was and that was back in the time where you couldn't dunk. You had to lay the ball up, and these guys would have put on some major shows. And I understand, and if you go back in folklore, he was able to pick a quarter off of the top of the backboard. So this guy had some serious vertical hops. So it would have, I think you've got to include him in there. David, let's see, who is it? Tommy Burleson. That was their big 7'4" guy.
Yep.
He was just big in the middle. But in 74, he went toe-to-toe with Walton in the semis in the Final Four, and double overtime were able to go ahead and beat UCLA and in that streak. So, do you throw a Tommy Burleson into that mix based on that particular game? And then I'll ask you this and take it off the air. Tree Rollins is dear to our heart here in Clemson, was 7'4", monster basketball player, but never really was on any great teams just because that's the way Clemson was. Do you throw him into a mixture of maybe not great, but pretty doggone good? And Walt, take care, and I'll take it off the air.
Yeah, thank you, David. Yeah, I mean, David Thompson was unbelievable. To this day, he's the greatest sleeper I've ever seen. What made Thompson so special was, in addition to his insane leaping ability, was he had a feathery touch. And throughout history, those kind of guys are hard to find. It's hard to find guys who have great elevation, who shoot with great touch. The two things generally don't go together. In Thompson's case, they did. And Thompson, one of the greatest players ever lived. He's the greatest ACC player in history. It's not even arguable. I don't think anyone knows anything about the history of ACC basketball would argue who holds the one spot. David Thompson is the greatest ACC player of all time, period. Tommy Burleson had a hook shot. He was tough to deal with. You know, he went up against Len Elmore. They had battles, and because those great Maryland teams at a time that only one ACC team made the NCAA tournament, and it was Burleson's performance over Elmore that really helped NC State survive in that legendary game, 103-100 or whatever it was, and multiple overtimes against Maryland. Or an overtime against Maryland, that's one of the greatest games ever played. And in that game, I believe Burleson had like 36 or 38 and really killed Elmore, who was allegedly the best defensive player in the league. And so, I think when you look at that, that was a great team, and Burleson was a great player, but Burleson's not a player of this magnitude. And certainly neither was Tree Rollins. I mean, Tree Rollins was a really good college player and went on to be a good pro. I mean, played a lot of years in the NBA. Very good player, but not a player of this type of magnitude. Let me tell you about Stamps.com. Look, here's the thing. For all our sakes, we need to avoid crowds. And you're going to find crowds at the post office. Yeah, I went there a couple weeks ago, and it, the Anderson location I went to was packed. Not the time anymore. There's never been a better time for stamps.com. Your post office is your home computer. That's stamps.com. That's why you need stamps.com. Anything you can do at the post office, you can do at stamps.com. They're on-demand postage, means you can skip that trip to the post office. Plus, you can save money with big discounts you can't get at the post office. Stamps.com brings you all the services of the U.S. Postal Service right to your computer. Whether you're a small office sending invoices, an online seller shipping out products, even a warehouse sending thousands of packages a day, stamps.com can handle it all with ease. Simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send it. Once your mail is ready, just hand it to your carrier, drop it in the mailbox. It's that simple. Time's not the only thing you're saving. With stamps.com, you get 5 cents off every first class stamp, up to 40% off shipping rates. You avoid the crowds that we all need to avoid now. Not to mention, it's a fraction of the cost of those expensive postage meters. There's no equipment to lease, no long-term commitments. This is stamps.com. It's a no-brainer. Saves you time and money and trips to the post office. No wonder over 700,000 small businesses already use stamps.com. Right now, my listeners get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, type in Road Rage. That's stamps.com. Enter Road Rage as one word. Stay safe, my friends. Stamps.com. Len, you're up first when we get back.
Hey y'all, Bridget here for Linex of Anderson. You've probably heard they have the best spray-on bed liner in the business, but did you know they carry a wide range of truck accessories? And they can hook you up with a variety of hitches, including fifth wheel and gooseneck. If you want to take your vehicle to the next level of tough, go see my dad and brothers at Linex of Anderson on Pierman Dairy Road. I promise they will treat you like family too.
Come see us today at Linex of Anderson.
It's bow time. The drive-thru's open, and the food is real deal. Because no matter what else is going on in the world, we all gotta eat. That's why we've got your back with a big bow box that can feed the whole family for just $19.99. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Did you know you can recycle used cooking oil? 1 gallon converted into biodiesel fuel reduces greenhouse gas emissions up to 87% when compared with petroleum diesel. Recycle your used cooking oil at a designated Anderson County Residential Waste and Recycling Center. Do your part to fuel our future. Recycle your used cooking oil. Call 260-1001 or go to AndersonCountySC.org from the Anderson County Solid Waste Division.
Here's your chance to own a brand new F-150 from George Coleman Ford at incredible savings with approved credit. 0% financing is available on all remaining in-stock 2019 F-150s. You heard it right. With approved credit, you could be in a brand new 2019 George Coleman Ford F-150 with 0% financing. Never any hidden fees or added charges. That, my friends, is how George Coleman Ford does business. Not applicable with other rebates. Offer good through 3/31/2020.
The Blue Heron Restaurant is now open at 134 Exchange Street in beautiful, historic downtown Pendleton, featuring an upscale seating area and bar seating to catch all the big games. With daily menu specials and happy hour to fit every craving, the Blue Heron in Pendleton offers only the best selection of meats, sushi, sides, farm-to-table flatbread, drinks, and desserts. 134 Exchange Street, downtown Pendleton. Visit blueheronfood.com for full menu and more information. That's blueheronfood.com. We'll see you soon.
Standing water or that musty smell in your basement can be a sign of major problems. Canty Foundation Specialists are your local experts in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Call us today for a free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialists at 864-432-5050 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-432-5050 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
It's time to stop the debt collectors. It's time to get a fresh start. It's time to stop the foreclosures. Tax time is coming up. Time to do something for yourself. Time to get your fresh start. Come see Robert King for help.
Call Robert King at 864-222-0200 or visit his website at www.thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency. Robert King helps people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
We've got sports covered in Greenville. 105.5 The Roar.
Tip Tula Road Rage, we are back. This seems to have really piqued people's interest. Lots of things to get to. You know, Ramona, this is actually going much slower than I thought. I mean, we're only at 18 on this list. Before I get back to the phones, let me tell you about Kiwi Financial. Greg Wales, he's the guy. Greg's a Clemson grad, class of 1990. Honestly, you need his advice more than ever right now. If you're concerned about your investments, your situation, you need Greg Wales and his advice more than ever right now based on what we're seeing in the economy, what we're seeing in the stock market based on a virus. 100% independent advisor. We provide a totally independent perspective on your savings, your investing, your retirement planning, protecting those elements. You know, the economy right now is in an incredible state of upheaval, given the virus and what that and how that impacts the markets. You need Greg Wales' advice more than ever before. Regardless of your age or position in life, we'll build a portfolio that fits your current needs and your goals for your future. We'll analyze every aspect of your potential issues in retirement. Do you need a better understanding of Social Security? What about people now who are approaching that situation in the present climate? You need advice more than ever. There are 350 different ways a married couple can take their Social Security benefits. It'll be one of the most important decisions of your life. You can't navigate that as a layman or a layperson. Do you know from where and how much your income will be after you retire? Do you know all you need to about Medicare? We strive towards making a difference in our clients' lives and removing doubt about your financial future. Let Greg Wales guide you now. 402 Pendleton Road at Clemson, right next door to Max Drive-In. Call them today, 864-654-5043, 864-654-5043, 654-5043. Tell them I say it's the way this deal works, or visit their website, kiwifg.com. All right, back to the phones. And it is, we actually lost a couple of people, so you can get in. It's Len. Len, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'll make this quick. First of all, it's nice to actually have a place to call where we're not talking about the coronavirus nonstop. So your show is needed now than ever. So anyway, I thought I'd say that. And
very kind
of you. More of a service than even you probably think right now, to be honest with you. But anyway, I guess you're talking about overall all-time college basketball players. And I'm going to go towards the ACC, what I know, and then I'm going to throw out the name Bill Walton. But to me, the best player I ever saw, now I wasn't around for David Thompson, but it was Michael Jordan. The only problem with him, and this is the truth, with Dean Smith coaching him, he really didn't get to unleash his full potential. I know that sounds crazy, but Dean Smith actually limited him from what I remember as a kid growing up.
All right, look, I think there's truth to that. I mean, look, that was the old running joke that the only person who could hold Jordan under 20 was Dean Smith. There was something to that. There's no question about it.
I mean, Jordan could have took the ball. I mean, I remember they lost, and I was heartbroken at the time because I was a huge Jordan fan, but they lost to Indiana, I think, Jordan's junior year. And to be honest, he could have took the ball every time and just scored. But in that offense, you know, that Dean Smith didn't run it that way. And I think back then, I don't know if they had a shot clock. I don't remember back in 84 if they had the shot clock or if it was just coming in or what.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it was a different era. Anyway, well, I'm going to skip towards, I guess I'll skip the ACC players and go right to Bill Walton. To me, one of the most underrated centers, and I watched a video of him playing with Larry Bird in 86, where he blocked Kareem seven times in one game. And in college, and even in the pros, when he was healthy, and he was healthy in college, when he was healthy, you could make a case that he was as good as any big man that ever lived for one reason. No one could pass like him. Maybe Sabonis, but the dude could pass. He could block shots. He could pass. I've never seen a big man. You watch him and Bird in 86, best passing duo of all time, period. I mean, go back and look at the videos.
Everything you just said there is 100% right. Everything you just said about Bill Walton, including the 86 Celtics, that team went 41-1 at home that year. Bird believes it's the best team that ever played in this league. I tend to think he's right. And that was a big part of the reason why, is that when Robert Parrish went out in 1986, the Celtics actually got better. And that's almost unthinkable. Mm-hmm. But they did because of Bill Walton and the chemistry that he and Bird had running all those back doors. And Walton, as a college player, you're 100% right. Without the injuries to his feet and the strangeness that enveloped him, because it did. I mean, he at one point in his Portland career, he was a vegetarian who was known as the Mountain Man. He grew his hair down to his back and had a Ben Roethlisberger, ZZ Top beard. And, there was a lot of strangeness that enveloped Walton. But Walton, the player, when healthy, had he been able to stay healthy, he might have been the greatest center who ever lived. That's how gifted he was. And you're 100% right. He's easily the greatest passing big man the game has ever seen.
Yep. All right. Well, I'm gonna get off the air. Let other people get on. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you, Lynn. Yep. It's a really good job. It's 100% correct evaluation of Bill Wall and what he was. You know, it's funny. People now view him as the clown who does the West Coast basketball games, and they find him entertaining. But long before the clown was a clown, he was one of the greatest players ever lived. And, you know, the question had always been for John Wooden, and we'll get to it a little later, had been Alcindor versus Walton. The Walton gang won 88 straight games. You know, Bill Walton was an invincible force on both ends of the court. You know, they played Memphis State for the national championship one year. That Memphis State team had Larry Keenan and was really good. Really good. In that game, Bill Walton went like 20 of 21 from the field, scored 44 points, and there was nothing anybody could do with him. And defensively, he dominated every game. He was one of the three greatest outlet passers in the history of the game. He dominated on the defensive end. It was hard to get shots up against Bill Walton. And on offense, he was sensational. He had a turnaround jump shot from 15. He was the poster boy for historical basketball. And that bank shot, bank shot, bank shot, bank shot. And there was nothing anybody could do to stop him or prevent him from doing what he wanted. Bill Walton was, he knew how to play the game. You know, that's why he and Wooden got along so well. You know, by the way, there's a famous story about Walton and Wooden because at the time that Walton was playing, you know, your hair was cut high and tight, especially with UCLA. There was nothing outside that. And
his
Bill
hair,
Walton,
is that what you said? His hair cut?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. There were no beards for UCLA, and your hair had to be, you know, high and tight. There was nothing else. Walton went to John Wooden one time and complained about it and wanted to be able to grow his hair out. And John Wooden said to him, you know, Bill, after listening to Walton, you know, make his case and, you know, his argument, and he said, you know, Bill, you're 100% right. You absolutely have the freedom to do whatever it is you want with your hair and your beard. And we're really going to miss you.
That's pretty good that he did. Yeah, obviously he didn't take a bullet upon it.
No, he did not. No. He remained at UCLA. Let me tell you about Urban Nirvana. There are 12 different types of massage to choose from. There's something for absolutely everybody. There's no place like Urban Nirvana. There's even a prenatal massage that couples have sworn by. You know, look, I know things are difficult now. I get it. But that's probably why more than ever a day at Urban Nirvana would be a great gift. And even if you don't utilize it now, you know, when things clear up. But Urban Nirvana, what a great way to get out of this chaos right now and to go and have a day and be pampered in luxury and to be rejuvenated, refreshed, refresh your mind, refresh your body, recharge your batteries. All the re's can be found at Urban Nirvana. There's also the salon. So think about the people who do things for you in your life, your wife, girlfriend, mother, and massages, not just for ladies anymore, fellas. We have lots of gentlemen who write us whose wives get them gift certificates to Urban Nirvana. So Urban Nirvana is for everybody, and it's so easy to give. You don't have to go out. You don't fight crowds. You don't fight traffic. More important than ever, you just go to urbannirvana.com. You print off your gift certificate right off the website, and you're done. It can't be any simpler, so do it today. Let me also tell you about Priority One. Priority One for all your security needs. No one does security like Priority One. They're the best in the industry. You know, they're great people. They're fighting cancer in our communities. They match every dollar we raised in the Tigers for Tatas campaign the last 3 years. They did as much or more than anybody in the upstate in that regard. And that's who they are. You know, Ramona, the first time I ever met with Priority One, this is a gospel truth. The first time I ever met with Priority One, we sat down. I didn't know any of them from Adam. And the first thing they said to me is, "Well, we want to be involved in whatever you're doing philanthropically." And they didn't talk about them. They didn't talk about how great they are. They talked about what they could do. And that's rare. Now, you know, I hear people say things like that sometimes, and they don't, maybe they mean it and it falls by the wayside, or maybe they don't mean it. Priority One meant it. That discussion that day lasted about 15 minutes, and all 15 minutes of it was about how they could be involved with us as a station philanthropically. Well, that wasn't just talk. They matched every dollar we raised in the Tigers for Tatas campaign for 3 years. That's more than talk. What type of great people they are. All right. We live in an increasingly dangerous world. That's obvious. It's obvious to all of us. I'm not telling you what to do. Security is a personal decision. You know, maybe the bad guy never finds you. Maybe they find you 3 days from now. When you decide, dial the number. You're going to get tip-of-the-spear technology, total customization, absolute professionalism, and the fastest response time in the industry. This is who Priority One is. When you're ready, dial the number. Tell them I say you. It's 288-1400. All right. We're going over my top 25 college basketball players of all time. And we've been stuck on 18 for a while because we've had basically a bunch of participation. We'll try and get to 18. How about that, Ramona, when we get back? We haven't got very far in this list. The best is yet to come, but we'll try and get to 18 when we get back. And again, the one thing on the Jordan thing, Jordan was still a young player in college. He looked like a young player. He was super athletic, but you knew his potential was still to come. You knew he was just scratching the surface. And some of that was Dean Smith, and some of that was just him growing into the player he would become later. Again, he was a late bloomer in high school. Most people know that story. But the truth about those North Carolina teams were that the best player on that team was James Worthy. And the truth about North Carolina versus Georgetown when Freddie Brown threw the ball away is that the best player on the court didn't play for North Carolina. Walt Tip to the Road Rage, quick break.
Hi, Don Munson for my friends at Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road in Greenville. The wife and I have been on our custom-built Engineered Sleep mattress for several months now, and our sleep has never been better. It's been so good, we had them build a mattress for our special needs daughter, and now she sleeps like a rock. Your best sleep is out there at Engineered Sleep, a custom mattress built for you at half the cost. Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road, or check them out online at engineeredsleep.com. That's engineeredsleep.com.
The Blue Heron Restaurant is now open at 134 Exchange Street in beautiful, historic downtown Pendleton, featuring an upscale seating area and bar seating to catch all the big games. With daily menu specials and happy hour to fit every craving, the Blue Heron in Pendleton offers only the best selection of meats, sushi, sides, farm-to-table flatbread, drinks, and desserts. 134 Exchange Street, downtown Pendleton. Visit BlueHeronFood.com for full menu and more information. That's BlueHeronFood.com. We'll see you soon.
It's not too early to start thinking about new porch, patio, or pool furniture from the Craft Stove Store and Patio. America's best outdoor furniture by Lloyd Flanders, Hanamet, Summer Classics, Resesta Recycled Plastic, and Palm Springs Rattan. You can place special orders now and have your furniture delivered in time for the warm weather that will be coming. Special preseason prices on all in-stock patio furniture at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Taylor's.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
This is for the men who never settle, the ones who miss the fairway all day and still pull out the big stick, the type of guys who will always prefer to be behind the grill than in front of the camera, and the men who never let their friends forget about a high school nickname. This is the Lodge Mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
Craving handcrafted cocktails? Twin Peaks just introduced new tequila cocktail editions like the Smoky Herradura Margarita, made with a smoky sombra mezcal.
Be all in with Founders. When it comes to your financial needs, Founders Federal Credit Union never strikes out. Founders offers a winning lineup with the most innovative products and services, like free checking with e-statements, Founders Online, Founders App, Founders Pay, and so much more. Not a Founders member? Visit the Clemson office or relaxjoinfounders.com. See if you qualify for membership. Services require credit evaluation. Accounts without e-statements will be charged $2 for periodic statements by mail. Terms and conditions apply. Founders Federal Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
When untamed, water is one of the most destructive forces on Earth, creating problems that cause you to be non-compliant. Incompliance is a turnkey stormwater, lake construction, and dredging company. Water management comes with a myriad of code requirements, and Incompliance specializes in keeping your water issues compliant, from full engineering and construction to simple solutions for small problems. They're the pros. Find them at stormwaterproblems.com. stormwaterproblems.com.
Become a Roar insider. Get the scoop with the Roar newsletter and a chance to win prizes. Log on to wccpfm.com and click on the newsletter banner from the Roar.
Tula Road Rage. Obviously, we're going to pick some of this up tomorrow at some point in tomorrow's show because we're not going to get through anywhere near all of this today. You know, I've been asked by a couple of people, Fred, Tennessee Fred on Twitter, about Hank Gathers. You know, Hank Gathers was an incredible player who played in the late 80s for Loyola Marymount under Paul Westhead and that insane offense that they were running. You know, he played with his best friend, Bo Kimball. Gathers was, died tragically. One of the worst things I've ever seen in sports. His last 2 years at Loyola Marymount, he averaged, over 30 a game, on total. In his, junior year, he averaged 32.7. As a senior, he averaged 29 points a game. He also averaged 13.7 rebounds. As a junior, he averaged 32.7 and 13.7 rebounds. So he certainly would be in consideration for a list like this. Now, the one thing you have to take into account is obviously the way Loyola played, because Loyola was, you know, playing at warp speed. They didn't really play defense. They were willing to let you score two. Their belief was that three beat two, and they just would wear you down with tempo. I mean, after a made basket, their goal was to grab the ball as it was coming through the net, which you could do, and to inbound it off 1 foot. In other words, catch it as it was going through the net, get to the out of bounds, and turn and throw it off 1 foot to half court. That was their goal. After a made basket, their goal was to take the ball out of the net and inbound it to half court as fast as humanly possible and push it back at you. Their goal was to shoot the ball at warp speed every single time, and they did. And that's why they had all these games where they scored 140, 150 points. And so the stats, therefore, are a little bit inflated because of the way they played. It doesn't in any way demean or belittle what Hank Gathers did. He was tremendous. Bo Kimble was tremendous. It was fun to watch. You know, it's been executed similarly by smaller schools, but never at that level again. We have not seen it run at the level that Loyola was running it with their degree of effectiveness. Let me tell you about Crude LED. Crude LED is your single source for dynamic outdoor LED display signs that can also transform into a digital scoreboard. Crude LED displays offer peak performance with ultra-bright, vibrant, full-color screens that are completely programmable, easy to install, reliable, carrying a 5-year warranty. Create your own custom message that resonates with your audience with help from Crude's extensive digital library. Crude LED displays are also affordable. If you've always thought an advanced multifunctional LED display sign was too expensive for your business, church, or school, let Crude LED show you otherwise. Call my friends at Crude LED. That's Crude LED at 864-401-8156, 864-401-8156, or visit crude-led.com, crude-led.com. All right, Ramona, it's time to finally get to number 18. Seems like we did number 19 like an hour ago.
Yay, 18.
So number 18 is the great Wilt Chamberlain. And Wilt was also just scratching the surface of what he would become. But don't get it twisted. He was a dominant, dominant college player. He only played 48 games collegiately. In those 48 games, he averaged 30 points a game and 18.3 rebounds. So it was very much a sign of things to come. Chamberlain, again, was just scratching the surface. He was NCAA All-Tourney, NCAA All-Region, NCAA Tourney Most Outstanding Player on a team that didn't win, two-time consensus All-American. Chamberlain lost in the national championship game to a North Carolina team that utilized all of their abilities as a team, tried to slow it down, surrounded them on every possession, and I think it was a one-point game, if memory serves. And but that's the impact that Wilt Chamberlain had. Chamberlain was unbelievable, and obviously he would go on to be the most dominant force in the history of professional basketball in terms of individual play. And that's inarguable. No one has ever come close. No one ever will come close. Man averaged over 50 points a game for a whole season, which is just, you know, insanity. But that's the level athlete he was. Just from a strictly athleticism standpoint, he was probably the greatest male athlete in history. You know, from a strictly athleticism standpoint. And from a dominant standpoint, obviously, he was unbelievably dominant. He was such an incredible athlete. You know, it's funny. I got in this conversation the other day as well. You know, and Chamberlain had been asked sometime before his death, and this probably goes back now, I don't know, 20 years, 15 years. He was asked about how he would play, how he would have fared in today's game. And he said, you know, I'm not trying to brag, but I think I probably would have scored about 60 a game. And Chamberlain's not here to answer this question anymore, But if he was watching this basketball being played today and he was asked the same question, I think his answer would have changed to 70. And I think he would have been right. There's nobody on God's green earth today in basketball that could in any way hope to guard Wilt Chamberlain. Nobody. I mean, Chamberlain faced much better centers when he played than exist in this game today. The five spot has disappeared. Call it evolution, call it whatever you want, it's disappeared. Whether fives have become fours and have become face-up guys over time in a natural evolution of the game, that doesn't mean that along can't come a Spider, that along can't come Shaquille O'Neal, who becomes eminently dominant based on his size and the fact that the game, there's no one in the game left to handle him. Well, Chamberlain was Shaquille O'Neal times, 100. I mean, bigger, stronger, better athlete, all those things. And never tired. Never. See, that's the other thing about Chamberlain. He never fatigued. He could just play forever. And he never fouled out. He never fouled out of a professional basketball game. Think about that. Think about the absurdity of that.
He never fouled out?
Never fouled out.
Wow.
Never fouled out of a professional basketball game. A guy who was 7'2" and, nearly 300 pounds at his peak. He's the most dominant individual force basketball has ever seen. And that started when he was at Kansas. So Wilt Chamberlain, number 18. Number 17. And we're going to run out of time on this soon. But number 17 was George Mikan at DePaul. George Mikan, one of the most dominant big men who ever played, both collegially and professionally. Mikan was a three-time consensus All-American, 1945 NIT MVP. That was your national championship at that time. It was a different landscape then in which the NIT was actually the most important college basketball tournament, not the NCAA. And Mikan dominated at every single level. Mikan was 6'10", 250 pounds. Obviously, nobody could handle that size. He did have one rival that we'll get to in a little bit. But Mikan was an incredibly dominant player. George Mikan, number 17 on the Road Rage top 25 all-time basketball list. Number 16. And you actually, people have been on this since we started it, but you actually can still get in if you want. I'll accept the phone call or two before we go off. Number 16 is going to disappoint some people, and I understand that. Remember when I started this list, the criteria I used in this list for me was that an individual had to elevate the level of his team. That you had to be a great player. You had to have real talent, not just college talent, but that elevating the level of your team was important. Number 16 for me is the greatest scorer in college basketball history, and that is Pete Maravich. Maravich averaged over 44 points a game. What he could do individually was insane. He would have been the greatest Globetrotter of all time. Unfortunately, that's not the way real basketball is played. And while he did elevate the level of his team to a degree, I think he brought LSU to 23 wins one year, if memory serves. He just was a monster. I mean, a talented monster, but a monster. His teammates stood around and watched him play. He played for his dad, Press Maravich. John Wooden, who was friends with Press Maravich, best friends at the time, constantly advised Press to stop doing this to your son. That really his son would have been better off, Pete, going somewhere else to play. But Press insisted on turning his son into a sideshow. And that's what they did. I mean, they did demonstrations all over. They did these type of things. Pete Maravich shot 43% from the field. Most of these other great shooters and scorers were all over 50%. Maravich was at 43% because he was taking ridiculous shots that no player should ever take. he was a very selfish player. He was a selfish player made so by his father, not because it was innate in Pete. Pete wanted to distribute the ball. But the problem is, a pass is only as good as the receiver. If you can do things that no other human on earth can do, you know, around your head, between your legs, whatever. Mirovich used to throw bounce passes between his legs routinely that were insanely fun to watch, but frequently sailed right out of bounds. Because, again, a pass is only as good as the receiver. If the guy you're throwing it to can't catch it, it doesn't matter that you made a spectacular looking pass. It's a turnover nonetheless. And this is the dilemma that I have with Pete Maravich and evaluating him, always the dilemma I've had. You know, the relationship, John Wooden tried to tell press over and over not to do this. Press so believed in his son's magnificence that he begged John Wooden to play LSU. He begged John Wooden to give his son a chance to go against LSU, or to go against UCLA, against the dynasty UCLA, and that then John Wooden would see what Pete was really all about. So John Wooden finally granted that request. I think as much to teach Press Maravich a lesson as anything, but Wooden granted the request. The result was the largest, at that time, the largest margin of victory in a major NCAA game in history. UCLA destroyed LSU. It was like 130-something to, I don't know, 70 or something of that sort, 75. And in that game, Pete Maravich turned it over 18 times. 18 wow. times. Which I believe is still an NCAA record. Because I just don't believe anybody else would ever stand by to let a player turn it over 18 times. And I don't think the press got the message. And so that's the dilemma I have with Pete Maravich. Yes, he was incredibly gifted. Yes, he could have done spectacular things within structure. Yes, I think he could have elevated the level of his team within structure. But unfortunately, he didn't have any of that. What he had was a domineering dad who wanted his son to take every single shot. And so he did. And the result was that the team was elevated slightly by the individual greatness of Pete Maravich, but not nearly the degree they should have been elevated. And that's why Maravich can't be higher than 16 on the list. And that's why you can't just look at numbers when evaluating guys. You have to know the history. You have to have read the stories. You have to have studied it. I've studied it all. I've read all those stories. I know what happened. I know how and why it happened. And that's why I can't in good conscience put Pete Maravich any higher than this. Quite honestly, I don't think he should actually be this high. I think I have him too high given everything I just laid out. But that is the true story of Pete Maravich, and that's why he's number 16 on my all-time list. It was a good and bad situation. Again, the UCLA demonstration, I think, proved it more than anything else. I think Press Maravich really thought his son was going to lead LSU over UCLA, and he was going to teach John Wooden a lesson. What he taught him was that his son turned it over 18 times and they lost by 60 points or whatever it was. Let me tell you about Harry's. Look, what if there was a 50% off sale happening every time you went shopping for razors? Shopping with Harry's is, well, kind of like that. They offer premium blade refills as low as $2 each. That's up to 55% off compared to the price of Gillette Fusion Pro Shield. What I love most is the flexible soft hinge glides across the contours of my face. I never get cuts or burns. For a limited time only, new customers can get a free mystery item with the purchase of a Harry's trial set. You just use code WALT at harrys.com. Harry's doesn't believe in using stupid tactics that the leading brand has used for decades to raise prices. Things like flex balls or heated handles. They make the best blades. They give you a perfect ergonomic design. They keep it simple and perfect. They offer you the best guarantee in the industry. For a limited time only, Harry's is a very special offer for listeners of my show. New customers get a free mystery item with the purchase of a shave set with code WALT at harrys.com. That means you get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, plus a free mystery product worth at least $5. It could be any of Harry's award-winning new products or even an item that Harry's doesn't yet sell to the public. Use code WALT at harrys.com.
From the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Sports Flash.
I'm Rhett Jackerman. The NFL free agency period is slowing down just a bit, but the biggest story has obviously been Tom Brady's arrival in Tampa Bay. Immediately, the complexion of that franchise changed, with it now being a destination place. There are reports of others wanting to join him there, and the ones already there, pretty excited about the future, such as those set to catch a few of Brady's passes, wide receiver Chris Godwin.
Wow. You know, just having the opportunity to play with, you know, someone that's arguably the greatest of all time. Like, there's not many people that kind of get that opportunity. So I'm just kind of trying to soak it in and learn as much as I can from this guy.
A former Brady teammate is out in New England. He is the longest tenured one after Brady, and that's kicker Steven Gostkowski, who's been cut after 14 years. He's most recently coming off hip surgery that shortened his season after just a couple of games. Offensive lineman Chance Warmack is back in the NFL after sitting out last year. He signed with the Seattle Seahawks, but five-time Pro Bowl center Travis Frederick has announced